And we're back on the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers hotline. Eric Shainstein, the USI women's soccer head coach, is here on WREF after, by all metrics, one of the best seasons, if not the best season, that Southern Indiana women's soccer has had since the Division I move. The regular season is done. The OVC tournament right around the corner. Coach, really appreciate your time. How are we doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
All good. Well, really a privilege to be able to speak with you after a really strong regular season. Like I said, 7-7-4, the best record in Division I for USI women's soccer. And on Thursday, that's when the postseason begins, against the 8-seed Southeast Missouri in the first round of the conference dance. Before we go forward, let's go backward. How do you reflect upon this regular season?
It's been a tremendous effort by the women on the roster. You know, very proud of our efforts. You know, obviously finishing 500 for the first time, you know, since we've been Division I has been a huge accomplishment. You know, 7 wins, you know, finishing 5th in the conference. We actually had the same conference record last year as we had this year, 4-2-3. So, you know, we felt like we had another good conference run. We had another good season overall. But, you know, obviously, you know, starting off the season against Nebraska, you know, and then, you know, coming into having our best non-conference season and having another great conference season, we're just very pleased with, you know, how we've grown, how we've developed. You know, obviously, you know, this year, you know, it's always been about us. It's always been about just focusing on what we need to do to get better. And they really accomplished that this year. You know, obviously, anytime you win a game at Division I level, it's hard. You know, just like yesterday, we're on the road at Western, you know, Western Illinois, 27 shots, and we have a freshman get her first career goal, first time she's ever played forward for a game winner, you know, with about 11 minutes left. So that's kind of been the season. It's like, you know, when someone's been, you know, down or out or injured or something like that, it's been kind of the next woman up, and you know that you know 12 different scores. That's been amazing. So you really can't key in on one person. That's what we like about our roster offensively.
Yeah, Coach, I do want to ask you about certain players on the roster, how they've played, how they've developed throughout this season. But I really want to talk about the season. When you just take a step back and look at the schedule, the record, to start 0-5 and then to rattle off 10 consecutive games without a loss. I mean, that September was unfettered for you guys. How do you explain that? That is a significant turnaround. It started by handing Southern Illinois their first loss of the season, so you guys were playing some tough teams as well. Take me through that turnaround that happened starting in the non-conference and then trickled, of course, into OVC play.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a tremendous turnaround, and all the credit goes to the players. They just did a great job of continuing to believe. Like, we always kind of use the beginning part of the season as kind of like getting everybody an opportunity to perform, kind of figure out what the right combination is, the right mix in the back line. You know, obviously, we're giving up goals. We're giving up goals on counterattack, and we just, you know, we have several great defenders, but we was just finding that mix. And obviously, you know, that combination down the middle of Tierney and Charlie Grafton is kind of like solidified things. And, you know, that kind of went on that first stretch to take us to that 10-game unbeaten streak. But it was the offense clicking against Akron. We lost against Akron, but the offense kind of clicked that day. And things kind of – then from straight there, you know, we went a nice little run offensively as well. But it was the whole thing. We knew when we were 0-5 that we had a team that could compete. We knew that we had a team that we weren't an 0-5 team. And it was about the players just believing in themselves and believing in the system and then – you know, having that great resilience, Carbondale, you know, when, you know, they were undefeated, having given up a goal, we beat them 2-0. And that was a great first step. And then, you know, obviously Valpo that night, another 2-0 win. And then, you know, then obviously, you know, ending it with a 5-1 win against Fort Wayne was a huge, you know, huge accomplishment. Then you know how difficult the OVC is. So you're stepping in there going, okay, we need to go. We got to compete. And, you know, great result on the road against Martin. And we had, you know, two home back-to-back great results against Moorhead and, you know, SEMO. And then it was there. It was just, I believe, 10 games in. You know, it's a great win against, you know, again, I didn't even realize we had won undefeated until in September, until Preston had told me. So it's just, you know, that's we just focused on each game. We really never thought about it, you know, until Preston's like, hey, by the way, you went undefeated in September. I was like, what? That was shocking to me. I had no idea, you know. And then I believe at the end of the game against, you know, when we got that great result against Edwardsville, they announced that was our 10th win in a row. And I was like, whoa, we made double digits. I was like, wow. So it was kind of more like just focusing on each game, but it was the turnaround for the players. The belief was always there, but then it just kind of clicked. And you know, they just started to gel as a group. And then, you know, we had two back-to-back tough losses, you know, against, you know, two of the top three teams in the conference where, you know, going down the road and we played extremely well against Tech. They beat us 2-0, and then, you know, we had a heartbreak against Lindenwood at home to end the home season. But then it was a great response to end the season at Western, you know, creating 27 shots as those type of opportunities. But it really goes down to the players' commitment to sticking with the process and believing in each other. And we've always said you're only as strong off the field as you are on the field and vice versa. And I think that proved itself with that 0-5 start to a great 7-7-4 finish.
Eric Shainstein, the USI women's soccer coach, is here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lloyd Expressway in Evansville Tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. You know, Coach, in that response, you mentioned a player, Tierney Milady, a freshman who's been playing as one of your wingbacks this year, and she has not been playing like a freshman. She's been outstanding. She's made all but two starts in her 17-game debut season as a college soccer player. Take me through what she's done well, because clearly you have a lot of faith in her, a lot of trust in her. She is one of those goal scorers, and you have to go back to the 90s for the last time that USI women's soccer has had this many freshman goal scorers. She is one of them with that goal against Akron, but she's most known for her defense and most known for helping out Anna Markland in the back. So take me through what she does well and what she's meant to this team.
Oh, she's meant everything to the team. You know, she kind of came in and solidified that back position. We knew that she was quality. We know when we got her from South Dakota. You know, she's coming off an ACL surgery in the offseason, so we knew it'd take for her to kind of get back around, because when preseason started, she was only 14 months out from that. So we knew it'd take her a little bit of time to kind of get used to, you know, the college game and, you know, the physicality and all that stuff. But honestly, as soon as we put her in that back line, her physicality, her speed, her distribution, you know, her 1v1 defending, not allowing players to turn, you know, those have been the biggest things that's helped us out. You know, we gave her goals on a counterattack early in the season in those first five games. And we put her into that center. We moved her from outside back to that center back spot next to Charlie and on the left side. And as soon as we did that, I mean, things, we stopped getting countered. She was cleaning things up. She was rotating, double teaming on the outside. Another huge part of the reason why the turnaround was, you know, putting Emma Scott, dropping her from midfield into the back line as well. But like Tierney, just, you know, distribution off the ball, all that kind of goes into it. She hasn't played like a freshman. She's played like a college soccer player. Because one of the biggest things we talk about when you come in is, no, we have no freshmen, we have no seniors. What we have is 30 college soccer players, and that we want them to believe in each other and believe in that. But it's the whole package, right? I mean, she's good in the air, she challenges things, and, you know, like I said, and she doesn't get too down. Like, you know, like she would have played every single conference game this year, but obviously she had to sit out the last game. But a tremendous effort. I think she was third, I think, for minutes as a freshman this year in the OBC, and she would have led it if it wasn't for, you know, us sitting her out yesterday. But, you know, honestly, she had a tremendous season. It's just her confidence on and off the field that's kind of been the biggest, you know, deal breaker for us putting her in a lineup.
You know, she's been a big part of the defense. Anna Markland had a really strong season again, and that's not necessarily a surprise. We know what she's done in the Ohio Valley Conference, a former OVC goalkeeper of the year, coming in from Samford originally, but now she's been a part of this program for a while. As a redshirt junior, you actually made the decision early in the season to bench her for a game with Merrick Schwalbach stepping in, and then she came back, and that is really one of the things that was the first domino to fall as far as the unbeaten streak goes, end of August into September. Anna Markland, how would you grade her out this year and how she played?
Oh, she had an A plus. I mean, obviously, she, you know, made tremendous saves in big moments. She's fearless off her line. You know, I mean, you know, she was, you know, she came in and just did a great job, refocused herself after, you know, the Eastern Michigan game, and then has been on a great run for the next, you know, I mean, she's a huge part of that stretch run, you know, with, I mean, I think she's had, like, five shutouts on the season, you know, and she's had one of her best seasons. You know, I would say she's looked better this year than she did when she was the keeper of the year. Just had a tremendous effort. I mean, again, it goes back to her communication, you know, how she organizes her back line, you know, and obviously she makes those big saves when she needs to. I mean, she only gave up 7 goals in conference play. That's tremendous. I mean, you sit there and think about how talented this conference is, from Lindenwood to Tech to Little Rock, and that the fact that she's only given up like 7 goals and has had 5 shutouts. That's a tremendous, you know, conference season for her. But yeah, no, she's a huge part of. She's a rock back there. You know, if you make a mistake defensively, that she's going to be there to clean things up for you.
Eric Shainstein, the USI women's soccer coach, is here on WREF on the Ref's Call and driven by D. Patrick Nissan. And I'm Brad Klein. Thursday at noon, that is where rubber meets the road, and the season could end. It will for one of these teams. It's USI and SEMO in a 5-8 matchup, the first round of the OVC tournament. How do you feel about this matchup? You guys beat the Red Hawks 2-1 earlier in the year, late September. How do you feel about this game in the postseason?
You know, we feel good about it, but, you know, SEMO's a talented team. They are not an 8th seed. They've got one of the most prolific offenses. You know, they've got two players that are actually three players across the top that do a tremendous job, that are very dangerous. They're quick. They're skillful on the ball. Obviously, we beat them 2-1 at home. We didn't score from the run of play. We had multiple opportunities, hit the crossbar a couple of times. Keeper played well against us. But, you know, they scored on a great goal. I think we tied it up with less than 10 minutes left, or went ahead with less than 10 minutes left, which seems to be the theme this year, because, I would say of our 7 wins, I would say 5 of them we scored in the last 10 minutes to win it. So they've done a really good job of keeping the heart going during games. But it's been a tremendous effort, you know, overall. But, you know, seamless talent, you know, we feel good. We're playing well. We're creating a ton of chances. You know, I think we've created over, 60 shots in the last 3 games, which has been great. Now it's just putting the ball in the back of the net. And we're going to be facing a very tough SEMO team like you said, they can score. I mean, they've got a freshman's got 4 goals. They've got one of the craftiest midfielders in the conference. So it's going to be a very difficult game. If we don't show up and play to our best, it'll be a short postseason. Like I said, mentally and physically, we're ready to go. They're in a great spot. You know, they're in a great mood. I mean, obviously getting a win on the road. That was the first win on the road this year. You know, we've had some great results with ties. But to get that first win on the road before conference play was huge.
You know, Coach, when it comes to the OVC tournament, that's where this season is obviously going to be judged. In the past couple of years, you guys actually had the opportunity to host in the OVC tournament and were eliminated in the quarterfinal, your first game after the first round bye. You're playing in the first round on Thursday. But ultimately, what is different about this year in the OVC dance? Why do you feel that this team has what it takes to survive in advance and get that first D1 postseason win?
It's the leadership, honestly. It's the Emma Thurstons of the world. You know, it's the Peyton Murphys. It's the Charlie Graftons, Emerson Graftons, you know, the Anna Marklins, you know, the Maggie Dugans, you know, our grad that came back. You know, that's why I feel like it's a different roster. You know, so it's a different feel for it. You know, in the past, we've always had maybe 2 or 3, you know, minimum, like a senior leadership kind of going into those games. And this senior class was always a big part, obviously, of all 4 tournament runs. But honestly, it's the leadership. That's why. You know, we were 0-5 and we weren't phased, and we went on a 10-game stretch. It was the senior leadership. It was that group that kind of kept things together, that made everybody feel welcome and together on and off the field. And that's why I feel so positive going into it. Like, when you have a group of, you know, we've got like 9 senior/grad students, and when you have that type of leadership, it's a huge difference when you're going into the tournament. Like, they've been here, they've done it, they went through the disappointment the last couple of years. Some of them have been hurt during that time frame, others have not. But when you sit there going, okay, this is our last run, and you're such a senior-heavy led team with that type of motivation, that's why I feel so much good about it. You know, it's a great group, but their leadership off the field and on the field is why we had 7 wins this year, why we set so many records this year at the Division I year. So that's a huge part of it. It all goes down to the senior leadership, why we feel so good going into this tournament than previous years.
Thursday at noon, Eric Shainstein, the USI women's soccer coach, and the Screaming Eagles will be in Charleston, Illinois, to take on Southeast Missouri in the first round of the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament. Coach, really appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations on the most successful regular season in Division I Screaming Eagle women's soccer history, and we're looking forward to seeing what you guys put out there on the field in Charleston for the postseason, because I think you're right. I think this team is different, senior heavy, and you guys have what it takes not only to win on Thursday but to make a run and maybe even be the first USI squad into an NCAA-sponsored postseason, with this being the first full-member D1 season on the West Side. Coach, good luck.
Thanks, I appreciate it. You have a great rest of your day.
All right. With that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.